On July 6th, the University of Wyoming came under federal investigation for its handling of reports of sexual violence made last year. The student who filed the complaint with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights says she came forward with the hope of strengthening the university's policies and procedures. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson has more.
The UW student who filed the report says for now she wants to remain anonymous and asked to be called Hope for this story instead of using her real name. Hope says she's worried speaking out might impact her ability to get a job here in Laramie, but she says those concerns were overshadowed by her desire to help.
I want the system to be better. I want it to work for students the way it should and where it could, like, live up to its fullest potential.
Hope says she was sexually assaulted in April of 2016. Several days after the incident, she went to a faculty member she trusted. The professor promptly figured out that he was obligated to share what he knew with the university's Title IX office. Title IX refers to the federal act that covers pretty much anything related to gender discrimination at federally funded educational institutions. That includes everything from making sure men's and women's sports teams are equally funded to handling sexual assault cases. So in July of 2016, a little less than 3 months after disclosing the assault, Hope was contacted by the Title IX office, and she assumed it was about the report. Turns out it was about an unrelated matter, but she took it upon herself to bring up the case.
They apologized in that meeting, you know, you slipped through the cracks kind of thing, and we're sorry.
Jim Osborne, the Title IX coordinator and the manager of investigations at UW, can't speak to the specifics of Hope's complaint, but he says typically the university responds to reports in 72 hours.
Usually, you know, a delay if somebody reports something to a faculty member, it's usually a matter of a day or two that there's a delay getting the information to my office.
When the investigation finally began in mid-July of 2016, Hope said it was handled respectfully, but it took longer than the recommended 60 days, and questions about why her report initially fell through the cracks remain. In the midst of the investigation into Hope's allegations, another report came in about the same perpetrator, from a woman Hope says she'd never met. The results of the Title IX office's investigation of the two cases found enough evidence to believe the accused was responsible for sexual misconduct. The next step in the process was for the dean of students to arrange for a hearing, where a hearing officer reviews the evidence and makes a final determination of responsibility. I asked Hope to read me a portion of the hearing officer's statement.
It is highly clear to the hearing officer that the respondent must understand and acknowledge that numerous women feel he pushes boundaries in the very least, and at most has committed a crime against them.
He was asked to modify his behavior, but was not officially disciplined. Hope wanted him to at least be required to get counseling for his boundary issues, so she appealed the decision. During the appeal process, another issue emerged. Nicole Courtney, the assistant dean of students, says students can have the support person of their choosing. And that may be a faculty member or a supervisor.
A lawyer if they choose. It may be someone they trust very much.
But Hope was told that the advocate she'd worked with for the last 7 months now posed a conflict of interest, and she would have to select a new one. Alicia Selfridge with the SAFE Project works to support UW students who are survivors of sexual violence. She says consistent support is critical because the process is filled with a lot of uncertainty.
I think the survivor thinks about is, how is this going to affect me? How am I going to get anything out of this? Is this even worth it?
Selfridge thinks the University of Wyoming actually does a lot to support students emotionally compared to other schools. But for Hope, all the disruptions in her case undermined that sense of support. Hope wanted to make sure other survivors at UW wouldn't have the same experience. So she consciously decided not to pursue a civil suit against the university and instead pursued a Title IX complaint.
You know, I may not personally see instant relief that I may have seen if I were to pursue a civil suit, but I'm glad that I've gone this direction because I think this is right for this case. I think it's right for me. And I want the university to do better.
According to the Office for Civil Rights website, it evaluates all complaints that are received, but only those that actually address Title IX violations are investigated. There are 246 schools currently under investigation for Title IX violations for sexual assault. In Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Northwest Community College, and the University of Wyoming are all on that list. For now, Hope wants to focus on getting her degree and let the Title IX complaint run its course. The Office for Civil Rights has 180 days to complete their investigation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.
Education reporter Tennessee Watson will continue to follow the Title IX investigation as it unfolds.